Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
The new home of KNKX in Tacoma has a storied past. The historic Gardner Building, with its sandstone front and interior Corinthian columns, was built on Broadway in 1906. As KNKX reporter Paula Whistle tells us, at the time, this part of Tacoma was at the heart of a thriving music and theater scene.
If you were in Tacoma in the early 1900s, you might have been able to score a ticket to hear this guy. Opera singer Enrico Caruso. Or to see famous choreographer Vaclav Nijinsky dancing on stage with the Ballet Russe. There were authors and speakers coming through all the time as well. Mark Twain came. So did Rudyard Kipling. Historian Michael Sullivan says it's hard to overstate just what a cultural hub Tacoma was at the time.
By 1910, there were 10,000 seats in the theater district on any given night.
That's right, 10,000 theater seats in a city of just over 60,000. Tacoma was riding high. It had started back in the 1870s when Tacoma successfully vied to become the western terminus for the transcontinental Northern Pacific Railway, beating out other cities that really wanted it, including Seattle. With the railroad came people and money. A grand opera house was built at 9th and Broadway. Other theaters popped up around it. And Sullivan says it wasn't all highbrow entertainment. There were acrobats, magicians, rough-and-tumble music halls.
And then we had, you know, the more naughty kinds of stuff going on, the burlesque houses.
And on the edge of it all, a red light district. Even the brothels hired piano players. This flourishing theater district meant there was a lot of work for artists and musicians. And in that, an entrepreneur named C.N. Gardner saw opportunity. There was a need for sheet music and musical instruments and somebody to maintain them. He teamed up with a guy named A.A. Taylor, who knew the music side of things. They hired a prominent architect who designed the three-story Gardner Building on Broadway, which is now the KNKX Studios. It opened as a high-end music store in 1906, catering mostly to professional musicians. You could find sheet music on the second floor.
The ground floor was primarily instruments. There was a huge Otis elevator here to be able to carry to lift the big Steinway pianos.
And that was a big deal. Most three-story buildings in that era didn't have elevators. Sullivan says as technology changed and recorded music became a thing, so did the music store. It became more of a retail outlet.
By 1915, 1920, where there's electricity in everybody's house, you start to have home entertainment.
So they started selling phonographs and records in addition to instruments. There were listening rooms where you could try out a 78 before you bought it. Of course, the changes also meant there was less of a market for live music. Even the silent movie houses that had used orchestras were gone. The theater district started to fade. Then came the Depression, which hit everyone.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
In 1935, the Gardner Building Music Store on Broadway closed. The war came, and after the war, people moved to the suburbs. Downtowns like Tacoma's went on the decline. A Payless drugstore had moved into the old music store space, but it also closed, and most of the building sat empty for 25 years. But now, with the theater district around it, seeing something of a revival and new businesses opening up, music has returned to the Gardner Building.
I hope Jazzoid Zixar here behind the big red switch.
KNKX began broadcasting from here earlier this month.
You know, the expression of 1906 was still here in the building, and the ghosts of the theater district were still, you know, haunting the building. So it was just waiting.
Apparently, waiting for us.